Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Typical summertime day, hot, humid, chance for a shower here or there. I remember going to UNO and walking and taking summer classes, and you better have an umbrella on you because you could wind up soaking wet going from one class to the other. And then after that, it's beautifully sunshiny, and it's like, how did I get all wet? I don't know. Got caught in a summer thunderstorm. That's how. I don't know what it's like at Penn State, but we can find out now as we're joined by Vikash Gaya, professor of civil engineering at Penn State University. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about your study, because there is a street. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
I have, a long time ago.
There's a street here, Tulane Avenue, and I was kidding around saying that you've found a way that you have a suggestion about ways to save lives, curb traffic jams to make commutes faster and easier, and it involves what we do at Tulane Avenue, and people already guessed. What is the answer to that, Professor?
Get rid of left turns at the intersections.
So tell me what the numbers show as far as statistics show about left turns and why they're so dangerous.
So if you look at crashes at intersections, 60%, a little bit more than 60% involve a left turn. And the reason is when you're making a left turn, you have to cross oncoming traffic. And that is a very, very dangerous maneuver.
Mm-hmm. So dangerous why?
Well, if you're serving that left turn in a permitted fashion, so we're letting the driver of the left-turning vehicle decide when to turn, mm-hmm. they have to judge that oncoming vehicle, find out when there's an appropriate gap in order to make that turn. And if they misjudge that gap, they're either hitting that oncoming vehicle or being hit by that incoming vehicle. And that's going to happen at like a 90-degree angle, and that those angle crashes are the most severe in terms of injury outcomes.
So how do you avoid left turns?
Yeah, so in downtown areas, when you have sort of like a grid-type network, it doesn't have to be exactly a grid, but something sort of like a grid, if you don't make a left turn, if you don't allow left turns, then the vehicles can reroute themselves so they don't have to make a left. And you can think about the absolute worst case. They get to the intersection where they need to make that left. They go through it, and they make three rights. We call that circling the block. Mm-hmm. And that's going to cause them to travel a little bit extra distance, right? You have to go through the intersection, circle that block, four additional intersections you have to go through. And the counterintuitive thing is, even doing that, by getting rid of the left turns, you're simplifying those intersections so much that even though you're traveling through more intersections, you have to wait less time at each of the intersections, you'll end up getting to where you need to go faster.
Let's talk about roundabouts, because on my way home, I go through a roundabout every day, and I'm surprised more people aren't killed because people go zooming around and they don't pay attention to the yield signs. What do the statistics show about roundabouts and left turns and so forth?
Yeah, so roundabouts are safer than having the left turns at a traditional intersection, because you're getting rid of that sort of crossing maneuver where vehicles are turning in front of oncoming traffic. Now, it does require that people sort of behave at the roundabouts, yield at the roundabouts, don't speed. And so they're a good solution in some cases. They're much safer than traditional intersections, the statistics show. But again, it requires that people sort of know what to do and act appropriately.
So at what point do you consider, like, where they got the arrows, where you can turn with the arrow? Is that different?
Yeah, so we call that a protected left turn, and mm-hmm. that's stopping the oncoming traffic so that we give some time, dedicated time, for the left-turning vehicles. The problem with that is it's not very efficient. So what I mean by that is When you do that, you're stopping other vehicles from moving just to serve a handful of left-turning vehicles. Mm-hmm. And so on that side, it's, you know, it's wasted time at the intersection. But what's sort of like a hidden loss is that every single time you have a new phase, so that left turn arrow, and then you're going to just sort of the traditional green for the through vehicles, there's actually a period of time, we call it the all red time, where all of the signals at the intersection are red. That time is actually done to clear the intersection and just sort of get vehicles out of the way before we let another movement go. It's only about 2 to 3 seconds, but it happens every single time you change a movement at the intersection. And again, it's only 2 to 3 seconds, but it happens so frequently, it adds up, and it's actually a time where the intersection is not serving anyone. So while those protected lefts, the green arrow, it is much safer, it actually is a lot less efficient. And so getting rid of left turns can actually just be a win-win for both safety and to make traffic smoother.
So do I remember New York properly? Does one street run one way and the other street runs the other way? Because it would seem like if it's only one-way traffic on each street, then you could make a left turn safely, right?
Yeah, so on one-way streets, a left turn is the equivalent to like a right turn, right? It's not conflicting. It's not moving in front of oncoming traffic. And we've actually compared the no left turns to one-way streets. The no left turns is actually much more efficient because on one-way streets, you have to travel a lot longer distances, whereas on two-way streets with no left turns, you have to travel on average about one extra block length for each trip. On one-way streets, you have to travel at least two extra block lengths, if not more. So, you know, the one-way streets are safer, as you know, about the same safety as the two-way streets with no left turns, but your trips are just going to take longer.
Right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. We're talking to Vikash Gaya, a professor of civil engineering at Penn State University, about no left turns. And I want to talk to you about studying traffic and how you go about this and some of the other things you've found, because I know until you get people to put the phone down, I don't think it really matters. But we'll talk more when we come back. 651, 9 till 7, Traffic Now, WWL.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:55, 5 till 7, Vikash Gaya as our guest, professor of civil engineering at Penn State University. He says that if you would do away with left turns, you would save lives, reduce traffic jams, and make commutes faster. People are texting in about Tulane Avenue, as I said. We've mentioned that before about not making a left turn. But, professor, when it comes to medians, we call them neutral grounds here. A lot of the problems is that it's not wide enough for a car and people turn left, and that can be especially dangerous, can it?
Yeah, absolutely, because then it blocks, you know, the visibility at the intersection and it creates just a more unsafe environment.
So have you run numbers on this, on how much it would cost to do away with left turns, or how much maybe people would save? Because we have a big concern about insurance prices here in Louisiana.
Sure. So, I mean, in terms of cost to the city, for example, it's relatively inexpensive, right? We're looking at just putting up some signs that say no left turns. It's some signal timing changes, which is relatively inexpensive compared to, you know, other solutions like roundabouts or installing or changing intersection designs, which can be very, very costly, requires, you know, new pavement, additional infrastructure. Those are extremely costly. And then to implement that on a large scale is going to be quite a lot. Restricting left turns is very simple, just a few signs. And actually, you know, we're not looking to restrict left turns all the time, just during the busiest periods of the day, peak periods.
So do some companies tell their vehicles or tell their drivers not to make left turns?
Yeah, so this has been known for a while, but like UPS, for example, FedEx, they've routed their vehicles to avoid left turns. And the reason that they do that is the vehicles have to stop fewer times, and that saves them a lot of time and actually a lot of fuel. They've saved like millions of dollars in fuel costs just by routing their vehicles so they don't make left turns sitting there waiting to look for a gap to turn left. They'll rather travel longer distances making right-hand turns where they can keep moving. That saves them fuel by the vehicles not having to stop. And so if we were to do this at a citywide scale, not only would it be safer, not only would it be more efficient, you get to where you need to go quicker, but we'd also save fuel on the order of like 20 to 25%.
Do you know if there are any apps that you can download that will let you avoid left turns?
I don't know that. I mean, you know, this is something that can be implemented into like a routing app, like a Google Maps or an Apple Maps. I will say on a personal level, if I were to do this on my own just by routing to avoid left turns, I might see a little bit of gains. But the real gain will come if we change the signal timing to avoid those left turn arrows. If we get rid of those, then everyone is going to benefit.
So tell me about that. Change the signal timing to get rid of the arrows?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, like every time you have that left turn arrow, you're stopping all of the vehicles at the intersection. There's a lot of dead time, wasted time, where no vehicles can move at the intersection. Mm-hmm. And so getting rid of that, simplifying the signal timing at an intersection, then everyone will have to spend less time delayed at an intersection. There's less of a chance that you have to stop at each intersection. So then you're going to spend less time not moving. You'll stop fewer times, and there's benefits for everyone.
Do you study traffic for your living? Is that what you do as a civil engineer, or this is just part of it?
No, that's what I do. I study transportation safety, so traffic safety, and I study traffic operations, which is the movement of vehicles. And this just happens to combine both of them.
So if I were to give you three things that you would change in terms of vehicles or driving or traffic or whatever to make the whole thing safer, what would it be? What would they be?
Three things. Well, one, again, I would get rid of left turns. Two, I would mandate that you couldn't be on a phone, right? You couldn't touch a phone while driving. I think that's distracted driving is a huge issue with regards to safety. And three, and this is kind of more broader, but I would try to promote alternative modes, walking, bicycling when possible, so we get fewer vehicles on the streets and we make those modes more visible, because they're at a disadvantage when a vehicle hits a pedestrian, a vehicle hits a bicyclist. You know, there's a clear loser and a clear winner there. And so the more biking, more walking we have, the more visible those modes are, I think the safer everyone will be.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time. Vikash Gaya, he studies this at Civil Engineering at Penn State. We'll take a break, come back, talk about Louisiana and the big, beautiful bill.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.